Be'ezras Hashem, Beli Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Lili Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Dalet. Good morning, Chanach Henach, Zalman, Dr. Joe, Eli, Avi, and Reb Mordechai. Yesterday we presented a machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about whether or not the Chumas Hadeshen is considered to be an Avoda, whether or not there's one opinion in the Gemara. There was a machlokas in the Brisa, Rabbi Elezer and Tanakama, about whether or not a Baal Mum is able to take out the Chumas Hadeshen. And the question is that machlokas only by Hutzas Hadeshen or even by Chumas Hadeshen? Reish Lakish said that Rabbi Elezer maintains that even the Chumas Hadeshen could be done by a Baal Mum, and Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only by Hotzah, but by Chumas Hadeshen, everyone agrees it's an Avoda. One Nafkamina was, can a Baal Mum take it out? The second Nafkamina is, did you have to do that Avoda with all four of your Begadim or not? Right, Reish Lakish, who said that even the Chumas Hadeshen is not an Avoda, at least according to Rabbi Elezer. So he held also the Chumas Hadeshen you can only do with two out of the four garments. And Rabbi Yochanan said, no, you have to do it with all four of the garments. So these were machloks that we saw yesterday. And now, in today's daf, we pick it up. We're going to take that same machlokas and say maybe that same machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is really a machlokas tanaim that we've already seen in Maseches Yuma. So let's take a look. Says the Gemara, we are around 8 lines from the bottom. Actually, 10 lines from the bottom on Chav Gimel Amid Beis. Neima Kitanai, let us say that the machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is really an old machlokas. It's really a machlokas tanaim. What's though? We learned in the Braisa. The pasuk says, V'lavash ha-kohen midobad, v'nichas yabad yabash al b'saro. You shall wear the mechnasayim on your basar. Ma'atam v'lomer yilbash. It says, V'lavash ha-kohen, and again, yilbash al b'saro. What do you need the second yilbash? Lehavi, mitznefes v'avnet laharama. So the extra word yilbash hints that even though the pasuk only says you wear two garments, but when you do the Chumas Hadeshen, you're really wearing all four garments. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So that's going like we saw before Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Dosa Omer L'Rabos Bigdei Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim Shekshirin L'Hoin Kohen Hedjot. Rabbi Dosa says the extra word yilbash comes to teach me that even though we're about to learn that after the Kohen Gadol is finished doing the Avodah Yom Kippur, he has to place his garments down. But you don't have to bury the garments, according to Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says that a regular Kohen can use those garments all year long. But it's not coming to teach me that he's got to wear all four garments during the Chumas Hadeshen. So maybe he holds that you don't need all four garments because it's not an Avodah. Baal Mum can do it. And you don't need all four garments. That's what the Gemara is going to suggest. Now, the Gemara is going to, first the Gemara rejects this. I'm a Rebbe. Shtei tshuvas v'davar. Rebbe says there's two reasons I don't like the words of Rabbi Dosa. Two reasons I don't like Rabbi Dosa. Chada, how could you tell me that a Kohen Hedyot could use the begadim of a Kohen Gadol? We saw this quoted earlier. How could you tell me that? Number one, the belt of the Kohen Gadol was different than the Kohen Hedyot. The Kohen Gadol's belt was all white, but Rebbe held that the Kohen Hedyot, who worked every day in Beis Hamikdash, his belt was made of wool and linen mixed together. Shatnez, it was shatnez. It was wool and linen. So how could you tell me the Kohen Hedyot could use the same begadim as what the Kohen Gadol wore in Yom Kippur? It's not the same begadim. That's one. Va'od, begadim shenishtamashta ben kedusha chamura. How could you say that begadim that were used for the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, where he went lefnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, such an exalted, lofty, holy service, how could that service be used for a Kohen Hedyot the rest of the year? It's going down in Kedusha. What happened to the rule of Malam HaKodesh lo moridin? So the Gvura Sari writes, he says that, like we quoted this before, that maybe Rabbi Dosa also agrees to Malam HaKodesh lo moridin, but if you have no choice, Rabbi Dosa says, better than bury it, use it for a lower level Kedusha. We saw a Taz, right? We learned the Taz earlier. There's a Taz in Arachayim, Simon Kuf Nundals of Kanzayin, that the Taz says that even when it comes to the principle of Malin Bakodesh Lomoridin, if you have no other choice and you can't use it for anything that's on the same level, better to use it for a lower level Kedusha than just bury it. So this, the Taz says, the source is this Shita, that the big day Kohen Gadol, even though they went Lefnei V'Lefnei, and now they're going to be a lower level Kedusha, the Pasuk says, V'hini Cham Sham, we're going to see in a second, you can't use it for Yom Kippur service anymore, so you just bury it? No, the Taz says, you see from Rabbi Dosi, you could use it for a lower level Kedusha if you have no choice to use it for its own Kedusha anymore. It's disqualified. Says the Gemara, Ella, so Rebbe is a third Shita. What does he do with the word Yilbash? Right? Rabbi Yehuda said, it teaches me that the Trumas Hadeshen is in all four Avodas. Rabbi Dosa says, it teaches me that a Kohen Hedjot is allowed to wear the Big Day Kohen Gadol all the rest of the year long. Rebbe gave two answers why he didn't like Rabbi Dosa. He has a third Shita. Ella Matam Alom Yilbash, L'Rabos Es Hashchakim. This comes to teach me that even after Big Day Kohen Gadol get old and they get tattered, as long as they're not ripped, the Mefarshim say, you could still wear them. Yilbash, extra word, even tatters you could wear. Says the Gemara, while we're quoting this opinion of Rabbi Dosa, the Gemara diverts for a moment and to show Rabbi Dosa, where Rabbi Dosa's opinion comes from. It's connected to another Rabbi Dosa, which we learned all this already. The Pasuk says, in Parshas Achrimos, Ufashadas Bigdei Abadash Alavash B'Bola Kodesh V'hini Cham Sham. When the Kohen Gadol was done with his service to the white garments on Yom Kippur, V'hini Cham Sham. He would place him there. Tanakhama says, Malamed Shetu'unin Giniza. So Tanakhama says when he was done with the... When he was... Tanakhama says, V'hini Cham Sham, that you would place the begadim down over there, you'd bury them over there. So Malamed Shetun and Geniza, no one could use them again. Tanakhama says once the Kohen Gadol was done with his using the garments in Yom Kippur, they were too holy. Nobody could use. You had to bury him. Rabbi Dosa Omer, no, you don't bury him. Vini Chamsham, yeah, place him down such that you can't use them for a future Yom Kippur. That's true. Ru'u Yinein L'Kohen Hedjot. Just means that you don't use them for another Yom Kippur elsewhere. The Achronim, the Malbim, actually. The Malbim is one of those commentaries who always focuses on the different word usages. Rav Hirsch, who lived many years after the Malbim, also a lot of times points out that the use of the Hebrew language, that the same word can mean slightly different nuances in different places. So the Malbim, in his commentary to this pasuk, Vihini Cham Sham, points out that the word Vihiniach sometimes means put it down and there it shall stay forever. And sometimes it means put it down temporarily and then until it goes somewhere else. Like it says by the ashes of the Parah Aduma, Vihiniach Michutz LaMachaneh. Now when you took the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and you place them outside the machna, that's where they're going to stay forever. So that's one vihiniach. And sometimes it means like in the bikurim, vihini cholf name is bach Hashem lakach. When you brought your bikurim, you placed them down the mizbech. It was just temporarily until you would wave them. So the machlokis tarayim over here is that by vihini cham sham, which vihini cham do we compare it to? Is it a permanent vihini cham? It's got to stay there forever. Or is it a temporary vihini cham until a Kohen Hedjot can use it during the year? Okay. Now, so the Gemara now, we had brought this whole Machlokas Tanoim to say that maybe the Machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish is really Machlokas Tanoim. So that's what it sounds like over here. Says the Gemara, my lav, Bahaka Miflagi. What are Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dosa arguing about whether or not you needed all four garments in the Trumas Hadeshen or only two? Sounds like Mamish the Zel Bazach, the same Machlokas, Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Welcome to Demar Savar Avodahi. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that said you got to wear all four garments is because he holds, Rabbi Yehuda holds, that Trumas Hadeshin is a legit avoda, so a Baal Mum can't do it, and you need all four garments. Umar Savar and Rabbi Dosa holds, Lav Avoda, he can be done with two garments. Answers the Gemara, no. You don't have to see that's what they're arguing about. Lo. To Kuli Am Avoda. Everyone agrees Trumas Deshin is Avoda. Vachabakim Mivlgi, they're arguing about something else. Mar Savar, Tzricha Kroli Rebuye. Tanakam holds, you need an extra pasuk to teach me to teach all, to wear all four garments. Umar Savar, no. Lo Tzricha Kroli Rebuye. Rabbi Dosa holds, I know you got it. Once the Torah tells me you got to wear two of the garments, I know I got to wear all four. So the pasuk of Yilbash comes to teach me something else. So now the Gemara is going to go on to discuss the service of Trumas Hadeshin. Just to remember, what was the service of Trumas Hadeshin? Every morning, they would start the day by going up to the altar, up to the Mizbeach, taking some of the ashes and bringing it down to the north side of the southerly ramp of the outside Mizbeach. Rabbi Abin, Trumas Hadeshin Mekama. What's the shear? How much deshen do you have to take? Mitrumas Maiser Yalfinala. Do we learn from another Trumas Maiser, which is 1/10 of the Maiser, 1/100 of the overall crop? Oh, Mitrumas Midyan Yalfinala, which was 1/500. Says the Gemara Tashma, the Tani Rabbi Chia, Nemar Kan Veheirim Es Hadeshen, Venemar Lahalon, by the Mincha, Veheirim Mimenu Bekumtso. A komets malahalan bekumtso. It's a fistful. Afkan bekumtso. So to here, it's a fistful. Now here, he wouldn't stick his hand into the burning coals. Couldn't do that, but he would estimate and take a fistful. Now, we know that most of the avodas in the Beis Hamikdash was puzzle by a non-kohen. It was puzzle with a zar. The rest of the daf today is going to discuss which avodas in the Beis Hamikdash had to have a kohen. If you were a non-kohen, you were chayv misa b'dei shamayim for doing it. It was possible to be done by a non-kohen. And which of the avodas could be done by a non-kohen? Says the Gemara. Amar Rav, arba avodos zar chayv alein misa. There are four avodas in the Beis Hamikdash that if a non-kohen does them, he's chayv misa. And what are they? Zerika, the sprinkling of the blood of the sacrifices on the Mizbeach. Vahaktara, the burning of the limbs, the fats and the limbs, the actual burning of the meat of the karban. V'nisach hamayim, the pouring of the water on Sukkis. Only one time a year they would do nisach hamayim instead of nisach hayayin. All the rest of the year was yayin. V'nisach hayayin, and the pouring of the wine on the Mizbeach all year long. That's the opinion of Rav. V'levi amar, a fifth one. Av Trumas Hadeshin. Levi says, also, like we learned earlier, even Trumas Hadeshin was a real avoda, had to be done by a kohen. If it was done by a non-kohen, he held a Zaris Chayv Misa. So Levi and Rav argue about whether or not a Zar who does the Trumas Hadeshin would be Chayv Misa or not. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rav. What's the reasoning of Rav, who says that it's dafka these four avodas, dichsiv, because the pasuk says, Va'ata uvanech itcha tishmeru es kehunaschem. You shall watch your kuna, l'chol devar hamizbeach, ulumi beis laparoches, va'avadetem. You should do all the, you have to do all the things on the mizbeach, and all the things l'mi beis laparoches, inside the parochas, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Va'avadatam, you got to do it. Avodas matana etenes kunaschem. Your kun is any avoda that's called an avodas matana. Va'azar akarev yumas. And if a non-kohen does any of these things, he dies. So how do we learn this pasuk? Says the Gemara, how do we learn this pasuk? How does Rav learn this pasuk? Avodas matana. It's got to be something that involves placing something on the Mizbeach. Velo avodas siluk. And not removing something from the Mizbeach. So Trumas Hadeshin, which is removing something from the Mizbeach, that does not have to be done by a kohen. Va'avadatam. What do we learn from the word avadatam? Avoda tama. It's got to be an avoda that completes the service with this particular thing. V'loy avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. But the only avoda that requires a kohen is an avoda that is the completion of the service with this item. And not an avoda that there's still more to do with this item. So, it's got to have both. It's got to involve placing on the Mizbech, and it's got to be the last of the service of that item. So sprinkling the blood is the last thing you do with the blood. Burning the fats and the limbs is the last thing you do with the fats and the limbs. Pouring the water is the last thing you do with the water, and pouring the wine is the last thing you do with the wine. Fine. That's Rav. Where does Levi get his shita from? V'Levi, Rabbi Rachmana. The Torah adds the words in this pasuk, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach. By the extra words, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, even an avodah of removing, as long as it's the last thing you're doing with that stuff, so with this ashes, you place it down there and it stayed there, that was it. So, with that ashes, it's the last avodah. So, Levi says these words, L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach, add that. Right, the pasuk said, "Va'atov anachi tach tishmus klasim l'chol devar mizbech ulumi beis laparok zavartam avodas matan tenis kunaschem v'zarkei yumas." Says the Gemara, "V'Rav, what does Rav do with those words of l'chol devar mizbech? Hahu? No, it's not coming to include shumas adashin. La'asuye sheva hazos shebifnim v'shebimitzora. That's coming to include the seven blood sprinklings inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Sprinkled on the Paroches, right? The Dam Chatos HaPnimios, which were sprinkled inside, and the Sheva Mitzora. Also, there were the sprinklings that were done with the Mitzora, with the oil. So these sprinklings of the oil on the Mitzorah and the sprinklings of the blood that were not on the Mizbeach, right? These are sprinklings of the blood that were done on the Paroches. Right? The Chatos HaPnimios, which were sprinkled inside the Heichal, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. We're not talking about the Avodah of Yom Kippur, but there were certain chatos pnimios that was sprinkled inside on the paroches, that also in the heichal, that also had to be done by a kohen, as well as the sprinkling of the oil on the mitzora. So you're also chayiv misa for non kohen did that. V'Levi, how does Levi know that? Nafkalei also mi devar v'chol devar. Yeah, you don't only learn out the Trumas Adeshin from L'chol Dvar Mizbeach. He learns it out from Dvar Kol Dvar. The extra word Kol, Dvar Mizbeach by itself includes Trumas Adeshin. Kol Dvar includes the sprinkling. V'Rav Dvar V'chol Dvar Lo Darish. Rav says he has nothing to learn from the extra Kol Dvar. So the Gemara now wants to know, according to Levi. Ask the Gemara. So Levi said that the word kol devar comes to include the Trumas HaDeshen as well as the extra sprinklings. Ask the Gemara, why is that so? Asks the Gemara, Ve'ema. L'chol Dvar Mizbeach Klal, that's a general word earlier in the Pasuk. Avodas Matana Prat. So, how could you, Levi, learn out from Kol Dvar to include the Trumas HaDeshen? We know there's such a thing called a Klal Uprat. And we have a rule when there's a general word followed by a specific word, Klal Uprat, Ein B'chlal Elamashe B'prat. It's you follow the later limiting word. So, Avodas Matana in, Avodas Siluk Lo. So how could Levi learn out from the word L'chol Dvar HaMizbeach to include, if it later on says Dafka Avodas Matana, to limit it only to things that are giving on the Mizbeach and not taking off the Mizbech. Answers the Gemara, Omar Kra. But afterwards, the Pasuk says, Ulimi Beis La Paruches Va'avadatam. So, these words, Ulimi Beis La Paruches Va'avadatam, separate between the Klalu the Prat, because the Pasuk reads, L'chol Devar Mizbech, Ulimi Beis La Paruches Va'avadatam, and then Avodas Matana. So it splits it. El mi beis la paroches, only things that are inside the paroches. Kodesh HaKadoshim inside the paroches, hu davodas matana v'lo avodas siluk. There it's only avodas matana and not avodas of returning, of removing. Habachutz, however, outside the beis hamikdash, like on the, outside the Heichal, right, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, only things that are Mibes HaParochas inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's where it's limited to Avodas Matana, and not Avodas Siluk. HaBachutz, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like for instance, all Avodas on the Mizbech, like the Trumas HaDeshen, Afilo Avodas Siluk, even an Avod of removing also can has to be done by a Kohen, and if it's done by a non-Kohen, Yuchayv Misa. Ask the Gemara, if that's true, Ihachi, that the Pasuk L'chol Dvar Mizbech is a general rule to include many Avodas, and Ulami Beis LaParoches, by the fact that it divides, says that only the ones inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim are limited by Avodas Matana. So wait a second. Va'avadatam. What about the fact that we learn from the word Va'avadatam that only an avoda that is the end of its of the line, only an avoda tama, Va'avadatam, Nami, why don't we make the same limitation? We should make the same limitation, Elmi Beis LaParoches, only that the ones that are done in the Kodesh Kadoshim, Hu Davoda Tama. That's the ones that it's got to be an ending avoda that's chayv misa, v'lo avoda sheyesh acharei avoda, but to exclude that an avoda that's not the end of the line, that has something else done after it, habachutz, but outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim make the same thing, afilo avoda sheyesh acharei avoda. Why don't we make the same distinction and say only inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim an avoda that's the end of the line has to be done by a Kohen, but maybe outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, even an Avodah that's not the end of the line has to be done by a Kohen. Says the Gemara, no. Va'avadatam. The extra Vav ties it together to L'chol Dvar Mizbech. Hadar Arve Kra. The extra Vav in Va'avadatam combines it with what came before. To the words, it combines it to L'chol Dvar Mizbech. The Vav attaches it, and therefore, even the avodas that are outside, it's got to be an avoda tama. It's got to be the end of the line avoda, and not one that's before it. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, within the opinion of Levi, who said, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not chayav, that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not chayv in an avoda of removal. It doesn't have to be. You wouldn't be chayv miso. And the avoda, that again, Levi said that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're not chayv miso for a non-Kohen do an avoda of removal only, and outside, you would be chayv miso. Right, that's why Levi said that the Trumas HaDeshen, if a non-Kohen did it, you would be Chayiv Misa. So the question is, we know what the din is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and we know what the din is outside the Beis HaMikdash. What about in the Heichal? What about if you're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but you're inside the Beis HaMikdash? Would there also, what about an Avodah of removal, that would be there? By Rava, Avodas Siluk BeHeichal, according to Levi, Mahu, what's the halacha of an avoda of removal inside the Beis HaMikdash, but it's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim? It's in the Heichal. What would be the din of a Zar who did that? Lifnim midamin alei. Do we compare inside the Beis HaMikdash to inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and therefore for non-Kohen who would do it, we would not be Chayiv Misa? Or do we compare it to an avoda on the mizbeach that's outside, namely the Trumas HaDeshen, and he would be chayiv misa. Hadar Pashta. Once Rava asked the question, he himself offered the answer. Mi base, ule mi base, to include even the heichal is like inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and a non-Kohen that did the avoda would not be chayiv misa, just like inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says the Gemara, Elameata, if that's true, that an avodas matana in the heichal, yechayiv misa, zar shesider es ha-shulchan. What about if a non-Kohen put the lechem upon him, on the shulchan, lechayiv, he should be chayiv misa, because that's an avodas matana, that's the end of the line, inside the heichal. Answers the Gemara, it's not the end of the line. Ika sidur bazichin. After you place the bread on the it's not the end of the line of the lechem upon him, because you got to place the two spoonfuls of lavona, of frankincense. After you place the breads on the mizbech, you got to place the two spoonfuls of frankincense. So it's not the end of the line. Oh, says the Gemara, okay. So see there, bazichin l'chayiv. Okay, so maybe if a non-Kohen were to place the two spoonfuls of frankincense, that's the end of the line. Says the Gemara, no. Ika siluk vahaktara. You have the removal and the burning of the two spoonfuls of frankincense. And that's the same thing as burning the fats in the limbs. So we already mentioned that. And that yitaka are chayiv misa if a non-Kohen would do that. That's included in the burning of the fats in the limbs. That's what the Ritva says. The Ritva says, the Gemara didn't ask the next kasha, okay, so tell me that the burning of the frankincense, that should be an end of the line malacha, that a non-Kohen chayiv misa. The Gemara says, you're right. That non-Kohen would be chayiv misa for that. That's the same thing as we quoted before as the burning of the fats in the limbs. Ask the Gemara, if you tell me that an avodas matana in the heichal, that's the end of the line, a non-Kohen should be chayiv misa, why didn't she include also the lighting of the menorah? Zar shesider es ha-menorah, if he placed the candles in the menorah, he arranged the oil and he arranged the wicks, he put the candles in the menorah, if a non-Kohen did it l'chayiv, he should be chayiv misa. Answer the Gemara, no, ikin nesinas psila. Just placing the candles in there is not the end of the line, because then you got to put the wicks in there. Okay, says the Gemara, nasan psila chayv non-Kohen places the wicks in the menorah, he should be chayv misa. Says the Gemara, no, ikin nesinas shemen, you can put the oil in. It's not the end of the line, you still put the oil in. Ask the Gemara, nasan shemen l'chayv, okay, so tell me the guy at least who puts the oil in, that's the end of the line. Mark gives the obvious answer. No, ikka hadlaka. You still got a light. It's not the end of the line, malacha. You still got the lighting. Oh, hidlik l'chayev. So wait, so then tell me that at least if a non-Kohen would light the candles in the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, he should be chayev misa b'day shamayim. Answers the Gemara, hadlaka lav avodahi. Wow. The lighting of the candles, the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, was not considered to be an avoda. Why? Because putting fire on something, the Meiri writes, putting fire on something is not considered to be an avoda because you are not placing a davar sheyesh bo mamish. You're not actually, like, when you're, like, putting when you're sprinkling the blood, or you're placing the meat on the mizbech, or you're pouring the wine, or you're using the davar mamish. If you're just lighting a fire is a davar she'ein bo mamish. So it's not called a nesina. So zar, it says dafka, it's something that's nesina. Right? What did the pasuk say there? What did the pasuk say? The pasuk said, what were the words in the pasuk? This pasuk that we're darshening here? The pasuk was, you got to be placing something. So lighting the candles is not considered matana. You didn't give anything. You didn't place a davar sheyesh bo mamish. So says the Meiri. Aye, so what about the wicks and the oils that are done before it? That is navoda. But it's navoda she'ein atama. It's an avoda that's not an end of the line avoda. Because you do have to light the candles, it's just not an avoda sheyesh bo mamish. Oh, fascinating Meiri. That even though the avoda that comes after it is nishken avoda, but the avoda that comes before it is considered to be an avoda. And it's not an avoda that's end of the line of the avoda, even though the thing that's coming after it is itself not an avoda. It's interesting middle ground that the Meiri, I mean, he's just explaining the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Gemara says. Beautiful. Oh, ask the Gemara. Philo, is lighting the menorah taka really not an avoda? Vatani, we learned in the Braisa. V'nosnu b'nei Aaron ha-kohen eish ala mizbech. V'orchu eitzim ala eish. Limed al hatzosas al elyasa. The lighting of the twigs on the maracha, on the mizbech, that is an avoda. Shalote el b'kohen kasher. So how come lighting the menorah is not, but lighting the maracha, u'bekli shareis, the kohen who does it, has to be wearing the big day kahuna. Answer the Gemara, you're right. Hatzasas el yasa, lighting the twigs on the mizbeach avode, because that's a big bother. It's very hard to do. But hadlaka lav avode, but the lighting of the candles was not such a big tircha, and therefore, it's not considered to be an avoda. Ask the Gemara. Elameata, you want to tell me that the sprinkling of the blood is an end of the line avoda because it's the last thing you do, the blood. Zar shesider es ha-maracha l'chayev. Why don't you say that if a non-kohen arranges the wood on the mizbeach, he should be chayev? Says, come on, no, ikonami, ikasidu shnei gizreitzim. After you set up you arrange the area on top of the mizbeach, you still have to place the two logs. Okay, see the shnei gizirin l'chayev. So the guy who places the two logs should be chayev. Says Gemara, no, ikar sidur evarim. No, placing the limbs is considered all part of that same burning of the fire. That's also part of the arrangements on top of the mizbeach. And we already said that by the one who arranges the limbs is chayev misa. Says the Gemara. Really? V'homer of Asiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Zar Shesideh Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, if a non-Kohen sets up the two logs on the Zech with the carbon tumid, is Chayiv Misa. So you see that he considers it the end of the Avoda. The Gemara says, you're right. It's a machlokes. You're right. Rav will argue in Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rav doesn't count it. Baha Pligi, you're right. This is a machlokas. Mar Savar Avoda Tamahi. One opinion holds that this is the last avoda with the wood, and that's separate from the limbs. So therefore, if a non-kohen were to place the wood on, he's chayev misa. It's considered the end of the line malacha with the wood. Umar Savar Lav Avoda Tamahi. The other one says, no, the avoda of the wood is all part of the burning of the limbs, so it's all one avoda, so it's not considered the end of the line avoda. And the Gemara concludes by bringing one proof to Rav and one proof to Levi. Tani kavasi de Rav, v'tani kavasi de Levi. We have a brisa in support of Rav that the Trumas Hadeshen, if a non-Kohen would do the Trumas Hadeshen, he's not Chayiv Misa. And we have a brisa in support of Levi that if a non-Kohen did the Trumas Hadeshen, he would be Chayiv Misa. Tani kavasi de Rav. There's one brisa in support of Rav. Avodos shezar chayv alein misa, and avoda that a non-kohen chayv misa, zrikas dam, bein lefnim, whether it's in the heichal, sprinkling on the entrance of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bein lefnai velefnim, whether it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, bein lefnai velefnim, Vahamaze bechatas ha'of, if a person sprinkles the blood of the chatas ha'of in the mizbeach, vahamimatze, or if you press the blood of the bird, vahamakater ba'olas ha'of, and you burn the flesh, you press the blood against the mizbeach, which is the end of the avod of the blood of the of a olas ha'of, vahamaktir, or you burn the flesh on the mizbeach of the bird ola. Vahamenasek shlosha lugin mayim, if you pour the water on sukkahs like we saw before, or shlosha lugin yayin. But at this price, it does not include shumas adeshen. So this is a price in support of Rav that the if the shumas adeshen is done by an non-kohen, he's not chayim misa. Tani kavase de Levi, and we also learned a price in support of Levi. Avodas shezach chayim and lein misa. Which avodas is a non-kohen chayim misa for? Hamerim is adeshen. Ah, shumas adeshen. Visheva hazol shebifnim, and the seven sprinklings in the heichal visheva mitzora v'amala gabe hamizbeach. Anything you burn in the mizbeach, bein davar basar, bein davar pasul. From the fact that we include shumas adeshen, so we see a non-kohen would be chayiv. So this is the brice in support of Levi. Just one more line. The Mishnah had said that there were four lotteries in the Beis HaMikdash. Ask the Gemara, Lama Mephaisin, why they do a lottery? Says the Gemara, what? What do you can't read? Lama Mephaisin, Kedam Aram, what do you mean? They read the next line of the Mishnah. It says because one Kayan broke the other Kayan's leg. That's why they have a lottery. Elano, Lama Mephaisin, Mechoz Mephaisin, what'd you need four lotteries? Just do one big lottery for all the four things and be done with it. What do you got to have four separate lotteries? Says the Gemara, we like to make ceremonies in the Beis HaMikdash. It gets things going. We like to have four ceremonies. Don't just want to have one ceremony. Have four ceremonies. Everybody get excited four times. El Lam Mephaisin, Mechoz Mephaisin. Why would they have four lotteries? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei Lahargish Kol HaAzara. That there should be action. It's a cover for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more action there is in the Beis HaMikdash, we wanted four innings of play, not just one inning. Four innings. We wanted a lot of action, four different actions. As the Pasuk says, Kedei Lahargish, that everybody should get pumped up. Kol HaAzara. So every time there was a thing, it was excitement. We wanted to build excitement, L'Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Nun Hei Tesvav Shenemar, Asher Yachtov Namtim Sod, Beveis Elokim Nahalech Birogesh. Lahargish is the Birogesh. We should go with Rigshus, with excitement, with passion to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more exciting things we got to do, the more exciting it was to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, Rabbeisai, we will stop here. The next piece is a new Gemara. Thank you very much for joining. Everyone should have a wonderful day. You are very welcome.